Okay, let's talk about being strategic. The United States has a base in Greenland. I've been talking to lawmakers on Capitol Hill. Denmark has given the United States a green light to beef up its security as much as is needed in Greenland. Why not take that route? Why is it necessary to take over and annex all of Greenland, something that 85% of people living in Greenland oppose?
Well, again, and let's look back. Denmark has a terrible history with Greenlanders. There was forced sterilizations up until the 80s or the 90s. So all of a sudden, now that the U.S. has expressed an interest, there is, you know, this new interest. And again, the United States needs to be in control to prevent a war, and that we do not want to get dragged into someone else's war.
Well, but this is about the United States' relationship with its allies, NATO allies, again, reacting with alarm. They're warning that this move to annex Greenland could, in fact, destroy NATO. So let me just put this to you bluntly. Is Greenland or NATO more essential to the United States' national security?
Well, Chris, that's obviously a false choice. That, you know, that's a
not
maximal,
from the perspective of European leaders.
The European leaders will come around and they will understand that they need to be under the U.S. security umbrella.